Overview. The 2025 Opel Corsa E 50 kWh is a sharp-looking electric supermini, hypothetically bringing European flair to the U.S. city car scene. This zippy hatchback aims to be an affordable, efficient runabout, perfect for urban adventurers. The 50 kWh trim offers a balanced package of range and features. While not officially sold or priced in the U.S., if it were to arrive, expect it to compete aggressively on price, offering a compelling entry point into EV ownership. Its compact dimensions and peppy electric drive make it a standout for tight city streets. What's new for 2025? For its potential U.S. debut as a 2025 model, the Corsa E 50 kWh would showcase Opel's striking visor front end design, giving it a sleek, modern face. Inside, expect an upgraded digital experience with a new generation infotainment system, likely featuring larger, crisper touchscreens and improved connectivity. While the core 50 kWh powertrain specified in its 2023 European production launch remains, these aesthetic and tech enhancements would make it feel fresh and competitive, offering U.S. buyers a contemporary and stylish compact EV option. Design and exterior. This little Opel is a real head-turner, boasting a chic European design. The 2025 Corsa E 50 kWh sports Opel's signature visor grille, blending headlights and emblem into a single, sleek element, often complemented by smart LED lighting. Its compact hatchback silhouette is both sporty and practical. Key dimensions are length 159.9 inches, width, no mirrors, 69.5 inches, and height, 56.5 inches, making it perfectly sized for nipping through city traffic and snagging tight parking spots. Expect stylish alloy wheels specific to this well-equipped trim. Interior, tech, and cargo. Step inside the Corsa E 50 kWh, and you'll find a surprisingly grown-up cabin for a compact car. It's got a modern dash, likely with a digital driver's display and a central touchscreen, think 10 inches, running an intuitive infotainment system with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Passenger space is decent up front for 5 occupants, with the rear better suited for shorter trips. Cargo-wise, you get 9.4 cubic feet in the trunk, expanding to a useful 36.8 cubic feet with the rear seats folded. No frunk on this one, though. Performance and driving experience. Don't let its size fool you. The Corsa E 50 kWh is a nippy performer. It zips from 0 to 60 miles per hour in a respectable 8.4 seconds, thanks to its front-wheel drive setup powered by a single permanent magnet synchronous motor, PMSM. This motor delivers 100 kilowatts, around 134 horsepower, and a handy 192 pound-foot of torque, making it great for darting through city traffic. Expect a comfortable ride, light steering for easy maneuvering, and effective regenerative braking to claw back some energy, likely with a more aggressive B mode. Range, battery, and charging. The Corsa E 50 kWh is powered by a 46.3 kilowatt usable battery pack. Green Cars Compare calculates a real-world range of 187 miles, making it a solid choice for daily commutes and city jaunts, achieving an efficiency of around 4.04 miles per kilowatt. For charging, its standard 7.4 kilowatt AC onboard charger can replenish the battery in about 6 to 7 hours overnight. On the go, it supports DC fast charging at up to 100 kilowatts via a US standard CCS Type 1 port, meaning you can juice up from 10 to 80% in under 30 minutes. Safety and driver assistance features. While US NHTSA ratings aren't available as it's not sold here, the Corsa E scored a solid 4 stars in Euro NCAP tests. For US version, expect a suite of modern safety kit. Standard features would likely include automatic emergency braking, lane keeping assist, and traffic sign recognition. Higher trims or optional packages might add goodies like adaptive cruise control and blind spot monitoring, bringing peace of mind to your urban adventures and highway cruises, keeping you and yours well protected. Warranty and maintenance coverage. If the Opel Corsa E 50 kWh were sold in the U.S., warranty coverage would likely mirror other Stellantis brands. This could mean a basic vehicle warranty of 3 years, 36,000 miles. The crucial battery warranty would probably be the industry standard 8 years, 100,000 miles, guaranteeing against excessive degradation. Powertrain coverage might extend to 5 years, 60,000 miles. Complementary maintenance is less common with Stellantis, but expect EV-specific low maintenance needs thanks to fewer moving parts compared to a gas car.